like, what the hell? Is that an earthquake?
Scared the crap out of
Slido. No wonder it scares you all the time. That's
right?
Awful. I'll never do it again.
It's Friday! Woo!
With Kevin on the drum roll today.
You jumped.
Yeah, you scared the hell out of
me,
man.
That was enjoyable. That's what you do to me every Friday. So I just wanted to get the jump on you.
Now I really feel bad, question mark? Dude, happy almost the weekend.
Yes, happy Friday.
Yeah.
We have our old request fest today.
Yep.
We always do that from 5 to 7 p.m.
Gets nice and loud.
Whatever song that'll get your weekend started right, if we have it, we'll play it.
Yeah, we will find it even if it's usually not on this radio station.
Your best friend, you have a new friend or a best friend that you haven't met. Because of the pandemic, so many people are meeting online.
Oh, yeah, right.
Because you literally couldn't go out on a date with anyone.
Yep. It's like a modern version of pen pals.
You know, I've never met you, but you sure are a good friend.
Exactly.
Here's all my secrets.
So we'll take your calls in the 4 o'clock hour on that. We have People Are Dumb, and Elon Musk has a second child.
I heard about that.
With Grimes.
Yep.
Who are, they've been semi-broken up.
Yeah.
Since September. I don't know the situation, but.
But he's like, I need another kid, and you're going to provide that for
me.
Need Thank you.
Somebody to help them with the names, though.
Oh, well, I didn't know what's the kid's name.
Nonsense.
What is it?
I'll tell you in a second.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's 95.5 KLOS.
I just sang from the Chili Peppers. That is Black Summer on 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. Grimes reveals that she and Elon Musk have a second child together.
I thought they were like calling it quits.
They were calling it quits. Yeah, that's a thing.
But they decided to get a little more action
they
in
first.
They
had a baby girl in December of this past year via a surrogate.
Oh.
So maybe
no
there wasn't any
action. Yeah, well, that's no fun. Where's the fun in that?
The couple has named themselves, the full name of the baby is Exa Dark Sidereal.
Stop it right now.
I don't know what the AE mixed letter is.
Oh, yeah, that's like in the Tool album, Anima or whatever.
Yes.
Anima, Anemia, whatever.
So that's part of Sidereal.
That's fancy ass. How's a poor kid supposed to write that in kindergarten?
Exa Dark. Is Exa here? Dark?
Dark. I would go by Dark.
They go by Y. They call it
Y. Oh, that's right. I saw that. Why, though?
I don't know.
The question.
It makes no sense.
No.
It makes zero sense.
Make it stop.
Their first child, the boy, is named X-A-E-A-X-I-I.
Sure. You know, I got a lot of kids with that name.
And just goes by X.
Sure.
So now they have an X and a Y.
X-Man. All right. I love it. Woo. The band. Drug. Right on.
So that's your interpretation of what the name means.
Yeah.
Listen to Grimes now. Their new baby's name references the supercomputing term exaflops, while dark represents the unknown, adding dark matter as the beautiful mystery of our universe. Meanwhile, Sidereal, which is pronounced, Sidereal.
Sure, of course, yeah.
Refers to the true time of the universe, star time, deep space time, not our relative Earth time.
Oh, you know, I've always felt we should do that.
Come on.
In fact, I think we're doing it on Sunday, aren't we? Aren't we jumping to real space time?
Yes, that happens Sunday? On Sunday.
Yeah,
I believe
exciting.
At 3 a.m., yes. you spring forward in real space dark time, or whatever it's called.
I mean, can you imagine normal human beings coming up with names like this for their kids?
No, and the kids, think about the kids for a second. You're
yes,
right. Like,
please.
What, they're going to get called roll in school, and they're going to have to respond.
Call me Dave.
Where did you get your name? Well, my mom and dad are crazy. Second of all, they're not my mom and dad. They're just a couple. And third of all, they're broken up sometimes. But they're also the love of each other's lives.
For the
but they have separate houses.
They don't like each other, but they're the love of each other's lives.
Right.
Yes, of
and
course.
Then, since the writing of this article...
Mm-hmm.
She says, me and E have broken up again since the writing of this article.
So it was like 20 minutes after she did.
But he's my best friend and the love of my life. And my life and art are forever dedicated to the mission now in capitals.
Oh, dear.
So that's Elon Musk.
So if you hear any Grimes music,
Grimes.
You have to think deep space from now on, is that
I
right?
I guess.
And put on a Star Trek pair of Spock ears.
Talk to their boy X or their girl Y. Can't help but feel bad for them.
Yep.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon.
Hey, you know, we got Judas Priest tickets. The show is happening March 15th at the Shrine Auditorium. Tickets on sale at axs.com. But I'm thinking after 5 o'clock and not before. After 5, the first person to request a Judas Priest song during the All Request Fest today, we'll give them tickets. What do you think?
And this is the only time we're going to make this announcement.
Yeah.
So, but it has to be after 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then the first person to call and request Judas Priest gets tickets.
Yeah, and it better be a good Judas Priest song, one I want to hear.
Right.
Or we'll hang up on you.
We have to pick what we like as well.
But that'll be after 5, so be the first one to call in and you'll get the tickets to the show.
I try to find a positive story out of Ukraine.
That can't be easy.
Every day.
Yeah.
A former UK Royal Marine has loaded a 16-seat minibus with sleeping bags, pillows, and toys for refugees moving across the Ukrainian border into Poland and pledged to drive 1,000 miles.
Wow.
To personally deliver them.
Wow. That's like, what, the Texas border from here about?
Yes.
That's a long-ass ways.
It is.
And much harder to do.
Out of England, through France, through Germany, and into Poland before arriving at the border with Ukraine.
That's crazy how much territory and countries you're blowing through in just 1,000 miles.
He's driving that much.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
It's unfortunately, he's got the name Tom Littledyke. That's his name. He's a 31-year-old. He began his journey saying he was inspired to act after seeing pictures of the families broken and separated by the conflict. He set up a fundraiser, and it took Little Dyke just 12 hours to fill his minibus with supplies and collect for about $5,000 in donations.
That's awesome.
And this is what I like about him. He says, too often we think we have to do something grand, and if it's not grand, what's the point?
Very well said.
It doesn't matter what we do as long as it's something in the right direction.
Yes.
There are so many of us that want to help, it will all build into this gigantic thing.
That's awesome.
So he's going to drive 1,000 miles, drop the stuff off, and then after unloading the supplies, he plans to utilize the bus to give rides to people who have a place to stay.
That's awesome. And, you know, getting into the Texas border is a little crazy, but can you imagine you're actually heading to Ukraine where the war is happening?
Yeah.
That's where you're going.
Yeah, I think maybe he's going to be just on the Polish side of the border, but
still,
I don't know. The guy's
a
Marine.
Yeah. Oh,
he's
cool.
He's going to go where he wants to go.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe
so
if someone hears anything about that, they should contact you. Like, if they know something that's going on,
yes,
if they hear some good news, some people doing something in Ukraine, they should contact Kevin.
Absolutely,
right?
At the Kevin Ryder. Yeah,
there you go. So you know how radio stations edit songs? They have to take little naughty words out of them all the time.
Yes.
And for some reason in New York City on Howard Stern station, when we played that song, we dumped the words punk ass. Telling me he's got, you know.
That's super lame.
Isn't that crazy?
Really?
Yeah, I always thought maybe it's because, you know, in New York, tell him I got something for his punk ass. I don't know. Maybe it's
makes no sense whatsoever.
But they deleted it on Howard Stern Station.
Oh, I hate this. I hate the clean.
That?
I always hate the clean.
Me too. Me too.
Let's give away a 4-pack. Of one-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets.
Yes, please.
To discover the magic at the happiest place on Earth, where you can enjoy the Disney California Adventure Food and Wine Festival now through April 26th. Explore a galaxy far, far away at Star Wars Galaxy's Edge or assemble the crew at Avengers Campus. We'll take caller 13 right now, 818-955-KLOS.
And Heidi and Frank will be doing it as well again, 750 each weekday next week. Chances for you to pick up those 4 one-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets starting at 750 each weekday on KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. KLOS, hello, who's this?
This is Elmer.
Elmer.
Yes, sir.
You are caller 13.
All right.
You don't meet a lot of Elmers these days.
Yeah, I'm down to like 10 a week.
You got a family 4-pack of one-day, one-park Disneyland Resort tickets.
Awesome.
So you can take 3 other people to the happiest place on Earth. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. My family's going
to
be stoked.
We do every day at 3:50.
Or thereabouts.
You know, as close as we can get. Or 5:50. People are dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Bling.
This story not out of Florida, surprisingly.
Oh, what?
A man was arrested in Boston on Monday morning, accused of trying to get into the Franklin Park Zoo's tiger enclosure.
Oh, that seems like a wise plan.
Zoo workers said they saw Matthew Abraham, 24, in an area that is not open to the public, behind the tiger tails exhibit around 8:45 a.m., which is 15 minutes before the zoo opens. So he had to jump the fence to get into the zoo.
Right.
Well, here's the report.
An unusual theft caught on camera in Brevard County. Deputies say the suspect tried to steal a crossbow by stuffing
that
it
is
down
the wrong
his
one.
Pants.
Oh, yeah.
Crossing a
You're
stuffing
right.
a crossbow down his pants was either yesterday
dumb.
Or the day before.
But this is dumb, too.
Yeah.
State police say 24-year-old Matthew Abraham is accused of breaking into the Franklin Park Zoo this morning before it opened, trying to get into the tiger enclosure.
It's crazy.
But when we talked to Abraham at his Worcester home, he says that's not what happened.
Hold up. Now, this guy, I don't know why he answers the door.
Right.
But
well, he's clearly
out.
Not very bright. He's trying to break into a tiger enclosure.
They said that on site, medical officials did a test to see if he was competent, and
sure.
they concluded that he was.
Really?
However, he steps out of the house. He's 24 years old,
uh-huh.
and for no reason whatsoever, he's holding a violin and the violin string thing in his other
bow.
Hand. The bow.
Okay.
And he's just talking to them sort of under his breath, like you can barely understand what he says.
Okay.
No, I didn't try to get in there. I wouldn't get into the tigers. That would be a little bit reckless.
Yeah, that sounds like he's totally...
Yeah, no, that guy's together. Right on the up and up. That
yeah, you let
cool.
him go home. You let he's him go out into the public. No problem.
He's got to go on. Listen, she has a microphone.
Shoved in his face.
Right.
Like
and
you
still,
do.
You can just barely make out what he's saying.
I didn't go into the tigers. I don't like tigers. Man.
That would be reckless.
The last thing I do.
Troopers say Abraham scaled multiple fences in his attempt to get to the tigers, and he was stopped by security before he could access the enclosure and wasn't harmed.
No, I didn't.
I didn't, I didn't do that
listen,
because
what's a tiger?
I'm going to play a song for you now on my...
When the tiger growled at me, I thought I could be in danger. However, there was a fence between me and the tiger, so I wasn't actually in the enclave with the tiger.
The enclave with the tiger.
Enclave.
You know, I realized
I call
might
it
be a little
enclave
bit of danger,
because
it's the enclave
I'm the smart guy with a violin.
The zoo says it happened around 8:45 when an unknown male was seen in an outdoor, non-public area behind the tiger exhibit. Zoo officials go on to say that when first seen by staff and approached, Abraham climbed over a gate and quickly exited the area.
By the way, quickly exited the area. Another report said ran.
Right.
There's nothing funnier to me than somebody that just realizes
yeah.
they're caught
oh.
and just full-on runs away.
But, you know, you didn't yell at them or anything. You didn't, like, leave me alone.
No.
You would just been like, okay, I'm going to run
yeah,
now.
Listen, I'm going to take off now. I got someplace else to be. I got to go over
Abraham
to the rhinos.
Abraham says he's a student and was there to study tigers,
oh,
denying that he ever tried to climb a fence to get in with
get
a wild animal.
To get in and have the tiger eat me alive, no, trying to view the exhibit the way it was meant to be viewed.
And he is now being charged with trespassing and disorderly conduct. He will likely be in court for an arraignment tomorrow.
I gotta say, that last quote of his is awesome.
It's pretty strong.
Yeah, I really like it.
And have the tiger eat me alive, no, trying to view the exhibit the way it was meant to be viewed.
He was trying to view the exhibit the way it was meant,
way
to,
it
be
was meant to be viewed.
In another interview, he said, he actually said this, yeah. I just wanted to look into the eye of the tiger.
Was he playing Survivor at the time?
On the violin?
Boo! Yeah! Boo!
Dumb. When you're a dum-dum, Kevin and Slugo, they ought to know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Slugo in the afternoon. Thanks to the pandemic that has led to severe social isolation, there are a lot of people who have online friends who they've never met.
In person, in real life,
right.
IRL. Yeah, that's true.
They've
that's
never
bizarre.
Met in real life.
Sure.
It could be on a gambling platform.
Right.
Like, I play poker all the time online, and I have
right.
friends that I do that with through Instagram.
Do you chat, actually, while you're playing poker online?
Yes.
So you'll go off into a room while you're playing the game?
Yes, whatever. But most of the time I'm in an organized group,
mm-hmm.
so it's not the same.
Right. Do you know all those people personally?
Not all of them.
Right.
So,
right,
yeah,
right.
You do, I do meet people that way.
Right, right, right.
That I have never played with live.
Right.
But Instagram's another place where
sure.
people comment all the time.
Yep.
I know people from Twitter that I have
oh,
never
yeah.
met in
yeah,
person.
Yeah, yeah. Quite a few.
They say online friendships are the real deal, and sometimes they're even more valuable than the connections that you make offline. For a lot of members of marginalized communities, like women, people of color, disabled folks, LGBTQ, chronically ill, online spaces can be rare and incredibly impactful, even life-saving sanctuary.
I mean, that totally makes sense. I mean, you're basically in life, you're just, you know, you're going to meet people where you work, or you're going to meet people
and you're
in
stuck
your neighborhood.
Sort of with that group.
Yeah.
But online, you can find people that are like you.
Yeah, and if you can't go to the bars these days to meet anybody,
right.
because it's been so long for the most part, that's interesting. Plus, you go all worldwide, so yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, when we opened up our monthly poker game,
mm-hmm.
to doing it on Zoom,
right,
people from all over the country could join instead
right.
of having to be there
right.
in person.
Right.
So there were twice as many people
right.
that were playing just because it made it much more accessible. So you have an online friend that you've never met in person.
Right.
My brother worked for a company that was based in Germany, and it was had something to do with video compression mm-hmm. online, and he has coworkers that he's worked with for 10 years that he's never met.
That's really strange.
He knows them well. They talk all the time. They right. work with each other.
Right.
Just never met in person.
It's so much harder to bribe people when you don't know them, when you can't
it
like,
really is,
see
yeah.
them and slip a note in their locker.
I like that that's the first place your mind goes.
Got to make some extra money on the side.
So you have great friends that you've never met in person.
Yeah, we want to hear about that.
818-955-KLOS.
Yeah,
818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, virtual friends.
Correct.
Yeah, I decided I was going to view the Tigers, and the Tigers were meant
that's my favorite People Are Dumb interview viewed. Ever.
Yeah, that dude was awesome. Holding a violin. No
he was
less.
Sling Blade, that guy.
Yeah, I'll tell you, I wanted to see the Tiger the way it was meant to be seen.
Not with the Tigers.
We are talking about virtual friends, online friends that you've never met in person before. You have that?
Yeah, I actually had a girlfriend that I never met.
Really? How long?
It was about a year and a half when I was a freshman. I only saw her on Facebook and stuff, but I only talked to her. Text message and call. I guess we were dating.
Okay.
We talked every day.
That's interesting. Virtual
dating.
You talked
every day? Wow.
Yeah, every day.
And why did you break up?
We kind of just stopped talking to each other, actually.
You just drifted apart
online.
Like
a mutual thing. We kind of just fell out.
I gotcha.
You
right.
ghosted her, didn't you? Unbelievable. Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, Kelly and Sluggo. Talking about virtual friends.
Yes, you have a virtual friend?
I'm a state leader for a nonprofit veterans organization, Uniting the War Against Veteran Suicide, and I deal with leaders all over the United States. And I'll tell you what, I've never seen closer people than these people that care for the veterans.
But you've never actually met any of them in person?
No, sir.
That's cool.
I'm going back to South Carolina for a softball tournament, so I'm going to meet some people from the East Coast and Florida and everything else, the state leaders there. It'd be the first time.
That's weird.
Listen, when you have something important like that that is a cause, I can totally understand that you get along with other people who are drawn to that same cause.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, it's so groovy because I deal with PTSD since 1973 when I was in the military. But I didn't know how to control that demon until I joined Missions 22. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. Go on, see what we do for the veterans. I love the people who read it.
Nice.
That's
awesome,
amazing.
Dude. We appreciate it. Thanks for calling in, man. That's very cool. 818-955-KLOS.
That guy calls me Kelly every time he calls.
Oh, that's right, huh?
You have virtual friends you've never met in person. Because of the pandemic, a lot of people have met others online.
And only online.
And you've never met in person. They are virtual friends. You have one of those?
Group of friends, actually.
Okay.
I've been friends with them for over a decade.
Wow.
And centered around what?
Gaming, actually.
Gaming.
Okay, that totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you, if you were to, like, actually meet up with them and hang out for a while, you would get along as well as you do virtually? Or is it because you're in the midst of doing all the violence and insanity or whatever it is you're playing?
Yeah, I think so. I've actually face called with them and chat with them. I'm actually godfather to one of their kids, actually.
Wow! That's got to be a first in mankind history.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What game do you usually play?
Strategy games, mostly. We met up, we played like X on Halo and stuff like that originally.
Gotcha. All right, 10 years, that's crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Right on, thanks for calling, dude. Although that's already 2012, how weird is that?
Yeah.
That's 10 years ago.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, hi, yeah, I have a friend in South Carolina that I met over TikTok, and I'm over here in California.
Okay, that's kind of weird. The last guy was going to South Carolina to meet people he'd never met before, too.
What's with South Carolina?
Yeah, what's a very virtual state.
When did you meet this person on TikTok?
About a year ago now.
Is it a guy or a girl?
It's a guy. We're just really good friends.
And you just, started commenting back and forth on each other's TikToks?
Yeah, so we started with commenting, and then we started following each other's TikToks. And then after that, we did exchange socials and then phone numbers. And we just send each other memes all the time, and sometimes I help him with his Spanish homework.
You help him with his Spanish homework. Genius.
That's awesome.
But he has to do one of the dance challenges while you're doing it, right?
Exactly.
We have two tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Florida Panthers this Sunday at Crypto.com Arena.
This Sunday?
This Sunday. You can buy tickets at LAKings.com/tickets, or you can call right now, 818-955-KLOS, caller 13 and up. We'll play a game.
But you got to be able to go this Sunday. You have to for sure be able to go. So if you can't make it, don't try.
818-955-KLOS.
If you can make it, do try. Yeah, I'm just going to view the title.
There is no try. There is only two. We have two tickets to see the LA Kings take on the Florida Panthers this Sunday at Crypto.com Arena. Tickets at LAKings.com/tickets. Or you can win them right now. KLOS, who's this?
Hayden.
Hayden, you are caller 13. You ready? You ready to play for some LA Kings tickets?
Yeah, for sure.
I have hockey slang, and I want you to tell me what it means. These are terms that are used in the NHL or about the NHL, and you just give me the definition. All right?
Okay.
Very little swearing, please.
Bottle rocket. A bottle rocket. A bottle rocket.
A bottle rocket.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like a gold that's really fast, like a goal from far away, like a slap shot score.
The judge is deciding. He's rolling his eyes back.
I think yes.
Oh, the judge has said yes, and he looks pained.
Well, it's because
the
bottle rocket, the goalie always leaves a bottle of water behind on the top of the net,
uh-huh.
And so it's a shot in the upper net that hits the bottle. So I think we're going to be very lenient today and say yes.
Wow, Hayden, lucky you. All right, you're going into the cauldron, and if your name is lefted out of the cauldron, then you'll be going. Hi, KLOS, who's this? I almost said the other call letters.
You did, yeah.
In the other radio station.
What's your name?
Gabriel James.
Gabriel. All right, I'm going to give you some hot... David.
All right. Steve.
No, it's Gabriel James.
Gabriel James,
Bill.
Okay.
Right on, Gabriel.
How many names do you have?
Chuck. All right.
Here is the slang, lip lettuce.
What does that mean in hockey terms or slang? Lip lettuce.
Bloody lip.
It is not a bloody lip. It's a mustache.
Do you have one of those, Gabriel, Chuck, Steve, Bill?
Dave, thank you for calling.
You do?
All right.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling.
KLOS, who's this?
Teresa? Yes.
Wow, I somehow pulled that out.
I don't know how you got
ethers.
That. All right, are you ready for some hockey slang?
Phones suck.
Yes.
Tic-tac-toe.
I can take it.
What is tic-tac-toe?
Okay, go ahead.
Tic-tac-toe.
What does that mean in hockey terms or slang?
Oh, God. Oh my gosh, I have no idea.
Tic-tac-toe. It's a quick passing play that results in a goal.
Oh, like boom, bam,
yep,
boom.
Yep.
Yeah. And then into the goal.
1, 2, 3. Yes.
Damn it. I'm sorry, Teresa.
Sorry. Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Hey, it's Brandon. Simi Valley. How you doing?
Brandon, good.
We are good. We're glad we can hear you. All right. You're ready for some hockey slang?
Not really, but okay.
All right. What is a muffin? A muffin.
I guess when the goalie catches the puck in the mitt.
No.
Couldn't tell you.
No, I don't think that's it. That's a shot that should be stopped because it's wavering back and forth like a knuckleball. It's flying all over the place. Yeah, so
you were really close, Brandon. Mm. Super close. Like, really high. KLOS, who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who are you?
Sluggo?
Yeah, no, you're...
Sluggo,
I'm Sluggo.
George, man. What's going on?
Hey, George, do you want to go see the Kings play this Sunday night?
Hell yeah, dude,
right.
I'm down.
Well, we got a little hockey trivia here for you, a little slang.
All right, George, you ready?
Talk to me.
Sieve.
What is a sieve in hockey?
What is a sieve?
Slang.
A sieve?
Mm-hmm.
A sieve or a save?
Sieve.
Short I, not a long A.
S-I-E-V-E.
Ooh.
Sieve.
Wow.
I mean, you're on the right path.
And you guys got me on this one.
Well, you're on the right
path. Tell me what a hat trick is. I can tell you what a hat trick is.
He's trying to help you.
You're not allowed to ask for a different question. A sieve is a goaltender who allows a lot of goals. He's a sieve.
That makes sense. Oh, yeah. Like Chip. I bet Chip is a sieve. Thanks for calling, George.
She's stalwart.
She can kick my ass.
There's no way.
There's no doubt. You know, there's only one person then. That's it.
Hayden.
You made it kind of rough. No. Yeah, Hayden
is the one.
Yeah, you win.
Hello?
What?
Yeah. Huh? What's that?
Congratulations.
You're going to go see the Tigers, man? You're going to watch the Tigers? They're meant to be super weird.
It's the Florida Panthers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not the Tigers.
Oh, dear. Oh, no. That's terrible.
95.5 KLOS.
I hope everyone's okay.
Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Hey, I want to request Breaking the Law by Judas Priest.
Nicely done.
Very first request. So you want to go see Judas Priest.
Cool.
March 15th, Shrine Auditorium. You win.
I'm there.
We mentioned when we came on the air, the first person to request Judas Priest gets tickets to see him.
Yeah.
Hey, I set an alarm to do it, too.
Did you?
Well done.
Nice. Yep. All right, here's another alarming thing. It's a Judas Priest song by request on KLOS. The Cult for Eddie in Granada Hill is a fine request, sir.
It is our old request fest on KLOS. What can we do for you?
Hello, can I request a song?
Yep. Yes. What song?
Careless Whisper.
Nope. KLOS, hello.
Hey, what's going on? You guys still doing the all requests?
We are. What do you got?
I'm trying to get some Judas Priest and Painkiller on there.
Oh, we already got a winner.
Darn it. So close.
You were so close. You were two calls away. KLOS, hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, thank you. It's our old request fest.
Can I hear Rock Candy, please?
Which one? Rock Candy? Little Montrose?
Yes. Montrose, yes.
You get 50 bonus points if you're calling from Montrose.
No, it's a shame. The bonus points are going to waste.
Yeah. The 11th of March, of course, is 311 Day, so Sam McCletty and Burbank wanted to send that one out to Peanut and 311 Down. I love that song. I love those guys. Too. Very cool guys.
And Kirk in Santa Ana wanted to hear some new Slash.
This isn't a request. This is an order.
Keep them coming at 818-955-KLOS.
By the way, request denied.
It's Kevin and Sluggo's All Request Fest.
Hey, this is Stevers in Ventura, California, and you're listening to the best rock station in the USA, KLOS 95.5.
You're hired. Come on down.
And now introduce your song.
Big Balls.
It's ACDC.
It is our All Request Fest on KLOS. Hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
I wanted to put a song request, bro.
Do it.
Fairies Wear Boots. This is going to a friend of mine called Gussifer.
Gussifer?
Gussifer.
Gussifer, yeah.
That sort of sounds like Pussifer. Maynard stuff. I think we're going to get some Tool on today. I feel some Tool in the air. All right, what's your name, man?
My name is Kryptonite.
Right, yeah, on. Of course it is. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's our All Request Fest. What can we do for you?
Yeah, my tiger has a request.
Yes. Are you viewing your tiger the way it was meant to be viewed?
Well, I'm a rhino, so we're kind of getting ready to mount up real quick.
Excellent.
All right, what do you and your tiger want to hear?
We want to hear Lump by President of the United States of America.
USA!
I haven't heard that song in 15 years. It is our All Request Fest on 95.5 KLOS. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
We are great. It's our All Request Fest. Can we play a song for you?
Hey, and thanks for holding, by the way. I know it's been quite a while. It takes a while to get around it. Stuff.
Yeah, it's okay. I understand. Everybody's trying to get through. I would like to hear Rolling Stones' Undercover of the Night.
I love that song!
I do, too!
That is a great song!
I feel like that's a yes.
I can't even remember the last time someone asked for that song. I love that song, but it didn't do very well for them.
I know, and you know, the first time I heard it was right after Charlie died.
Oh, wow.
It's like, where the hell has this song been?
Right. You
know? It's been hiding.
What the
f***? Hey, language, language!
I'm sorry.
What the f***? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo, our All Request Fest. KLOS, hello.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I'm glad to hear you guys on the radio. Kevin, I miss you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Can you please play The Pot by Tool?
Yes,
we can.
I would love to. Oh, look who's here. Hey, do you know the Tool Helper Monkey?
No. What is that?
It's a monkey that can actually speak and for some reason knows a lot about Tool.
Okay.
Listen, I know we sound like we're high.
And we are.
Okay.
But dearest monkey, please share some information you have about Tool, Maynard, and his tool.
Thanks, Slutto. Here's another Tool fact for you. Off the album Lateralis, the track Mantra is actually a slowed down sound of Maynard James Keenan gently squeezing one of his cats. True story.
I love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
And right after the monkey shares one more fact with us, we'll throw your request on.
Oh, yeah. I got another Tool fact for you.
All righty. Sounds good.
Tool's song, Die Er von Satan, off of Enema, while a dark and menacing track spoken in aggressive German, is merely a recipe for sugar cookies. True story.
Leonard Skinner for Susie Q. You know, I hit record on her, and for some reason, she didn't stick to the tape. I don't know why. She was awesome, and there you go.
Susie Q sounds a little crazy, just like we like them on Fridays.
Hell yeah.
Tom in Pasadena wants to hear Jammin' by Bob Marley.
That should totally get your Friday started, man, I would think, man.
95.5 KLOS. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, it's our All Request Fest. What can we play for you?
Well, hit me, Kevin. Let's go. I'd like to order a brick house. with a shot of Rob Zombie and a side of Lionel Richie.
I think we could smoke that, dude.
Light it up, pass it around.
So we got a tweet from a guy named Kirk.
Kirk, I love him.
Who tweets occasionally, and he wanted us to know that he's not the Kirk that requested Careless Whisper.
Good
he
for
wanted
you,
to make
Kirk.
Sure that we knew that. And also he wanted to hear a little Rage Against the Machine.
Happy Friday!
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
That reminds me, I gotta go buy some more flowers tomorrow, man. I've smoked up all my flowers.
Oh,
like,
wow.
I mean, I have a big batch at home, but
you usually
more.
Get about a month's worth every week.
That's true.
It's time for What We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Elon Musk had another kid with Grimes, and they named him her. Exa Dark Sidereal.
A.K.A. Y.
They just call her Y.
The letter Y.
And people are dumb. A guy jumped a fence at a zoo in Boston, tried to break into the tiger penitentiary, and then did an interview with the news inexplicably holding a violin.
And was like, I'm going to go into the tiger thing and look
at it. It sounded like Sling Blade.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yeah, tiger.
And yes, we played Tool on our little all request.
Woo! And talked to a helper monkey.
Yes, we did.
That was awesome. All right, I'm off to pet the kitty, the wonderful kitty of Oz.
Enjoy. I'll see you on Monday.
Oh, and one last thought.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Kevin?
Yeah.
Have you heard that there's a new cow in town?
No.
It's the KLOS cash cow. I say we butcher it.
I understand the word cash.
And eat it.
What?
We can milk it out for $2,000 a day each weekday sometime soon, but I say we butcher it and eat the KLOS cash cow.
Well, that seems like it defeats the purpose of
that's
giving,
okay.
Giving away
I'm okay with that. Are
giving
you okay with
money
that?
Money to people.
Yeah.
No, let's. Let's keep it like it
please.
Is.
Please.
Now approved.
Music publisher Dick James made a rather bananas announcement on this day in rock in 1967. He said that there were 446 different versions already recorded of the Beatles song Yesterday. It was on this day in rock in 1972 when Neil Young's album Harvest went to number one on both the U.S. and U.K. album charts and featured the number one U.S. single song, Heart of Gold. Paul McCartney officially became Sir Paul McCartney on this day in rock in 1997, being knighted by the Queen.
Tool helper monkey fact number 614, Maynard James Keenan was the voice of Not By the Hair of My Chinny Chin Chin on Green Jello's classic Three Little Pigs.